News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The DUP warned they will collapse dormant unless the Irish language law is overhauled. Now, senior sources within the party told Sunday Life that the new leader won't nominate a First Minister unless a new deal is reached. For more on this, we're joined now by Newton Emerson, who's Northern Ireland political correspondent for the Irish Times. Good morning, Newton. Thank you for joining us on News Talk Breakfast. Why would the DUP risk devolution or a return to direct rule over an Irish language act that they've already signed up to and agreed?
They won't. This is complete bluster. There is no chance of the DUP collapsing stormont over this. I think that they might feel that they might be forced to walk out over the protocol. Although, again, I think that that's very unlikely. Everything that we know about the DUP and about the conversations that go on inside the DUP show that whatever they say, they realise that they'd be most damaged by collapsing stormont. And that's a general point. They'd certainly be completely crucified if they collapsed at the moment or for the next few months.
Yeah, the real issue here is the protocol and the manoeuvrings that have been going on. The DUP were really outplayed by Sinn Féin on this. Now, admittedly, they were too busy shooting themselves in the foot and they made it easy for Sinn Féin to do that. But the really big worry for them is that Sinn Féin's relationship with London has now moved on to a new level and the DUP's has dropped to the point where it's hard to take them seriously. They're being managed like they're a basket case. And the UK government have an eye on the fact that Sinn Féin are more than likely going to be in government in the not too distant future down here. So they have to be taken a bit more seriously, have to be regarded a bit more equally. And this is really what's at, I suspect, is at the real root of the DUP angst.
Well, yes, I wrote that in the Sunday Times piece here yesterday. I think that it's probably in the government's long term mind that they're going to be dealing with Sinn Féin as an Irish government. And I thought an interesting straw in the wind there was Brandon Lewis taking the mickey out of Leo Varadkar in the Commons last week for his United Ireland comments, saying, you know, well, it's just because you're behind Sinn Féin in the polls. Pretty extraordinary remark, really. And you can see it stormont in the deal that was done with Mary Lou McDonald when she came up to stormont there last week on the Irish Language Act, that the UK is just negotiating directly with Sinn Féin over the DUP's head. And why wouldn't they? Because the DUP has fallen apart. But the answer for that, for the DUP, is to get itself back together again. I think it realises that, and that it's best strategic option at the moment is to get itself a new leader under Geoffrey Donaldson and play for time. Mm. It's got the whole summer with really stormont on holiday. The rules are about to change due to that new decade, new approach deal, so that it won't be as difficult for or as easy for it to collapse. It can stay up for a few months with vacancies in the First Minister's office. And so I think that they'll just wait for deals and settlements to arrive over Brexit and play it out over the summer.
So Geoffrey Donaldson will be the new leader and he's a much smarter political operator. But the real issue for the UK government is that they've got to get the protocol agreed with the EU. If there is no stormont, there is no stability, and there's a distinct possibility that they won't get a deal with the EU on the protocol.
Yeah, the two things are connected. Now, obviously, in my personal opinion, the EU couldn't care less about Northern Ireland or stormont, but it will be easier for it to agree to something if there's stability in Northern Ireland, especially some kind of a veterinary deal that requires inspections here that it can rely on. It needs a dependable sort of political environment here. And I think that, you know, there is a very good chance that we're going to get some kind of veterinary equivalent or alignment deal over the summer again. Another reason for Donaldson to play for time.
Okay, well, if the UK wants to deal with the US, they've got to get it sorted out. But for the time being, Newton Emerson, Northern Ireland political correspondent with the Irish Times. Thank you.